Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. An independent candidate for governor is hoping Wisconsin adopts a voting system here that was used this year in Maine. Maine voters experimented with ranked choice voting. The voter picks a top choice, followed by second, and so on. If the top choice doesn't get a majority of votes, then his or her vote goes for the second choice until someone gets a majority of votes. Dr. Margaret Turnbull says the system is called ranked choice, which gives voters more input on the candidates they prefer.
And that way, you don't risk feeling like you've wasted your vote if you vote for someone that you feel like doesn't have quite as much name recognition, but you like them a lot.
She says voters in Maine moved to ranked choice voting largely in a rebuttal to the incumbent governor, who was term limited but never received a majority of support. But she says it wasn't easy.
It was a lot of work. They had to actually really fight against their own legislature and governor to get it done, because it does open up the political scene to alternative parties, to third parties and independent candidates. Maine accomplished this year and used it for their statewide primaries.
Turnbull says Wisconsin also would face a tough uphill battle to open the system, given the dominance of Republicans and Democrats. She's an independent governor. She says as that voice as an independent governor, she would force the issue. Turnbull's lieutenant governor candidate is Will Loesch of Rhinelander. Pending final DNR approval and city council signs off, the 2018 Rhinelander City Deer Hunt will resume September 15th. After the public complained about a large city deer herd, the council approved a bow and arrow hunt in 2006. Clerk Val Foley says the hunt this year was approved at committee level and will go to the full council next week. She outlines what a prospective hunter needs to do.
They need to get approval. They have to have a background check done by the police department. They also have to have a parcel of land that meets the qualifications. The police chief and possibly the mayor will go out and inspect the piece of property. If they're pieces that have been used in the past, of course, then they have to review them. But the land has to be approved. The hunter has to be approved. They have to have the necessary DNR hunting tag.
The hunt coincides with Wisconsin's archery deer season. And Harley-Davidson has already hired contractors to repair the deep ruts left in the turf at Milwaukee's Veterans Park. Heavy rain and thousands of partiers taking part in the motorcycle company's 115th anniversary celebration shoot up the grass, leaving mud behind. The work cannot start until the ground dries up. Harley-Davidson has pledged to restore the park on Lake Michigan lakefront to the same or even better conditions than it was before the celebration. And just over a week after a group of Wausau residents decided to do something about child sex crimes, three suspects have been arrested. 20-year-old Colton Mulver was the first to make an appearance in Marathon County Circuit Court Tuesday. Mulver thought he was talking to a 16-year-old boy on Grindr, but he was actually talking with members of the Impact Group. Wausau police say there are big safety concerns when non-professionals conduct sex crime stings. They could also compromise the evidence they collect, making prosecution more difficult. And the weather forecast for the rest of the day: partly sunny skies should return with a high temperature near 68. Then tonight, clear with a low near 43. Thursday, sunny skies, high near 71. Friday, sunny, high near 71. And Saturday, sunny skies again, a high near 70. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next in just a moment for Crossroads Cafe here on local public radio WXPR. But first this.
Ever dream of going to Ireland? Here's your opportunity of a lifetime. WXPR is sponsoring a 10-day tour to Ireland next April 22nd to May 1st. Professionally guided by Colette Travel, you will see majestic landscapes, castles, the Blarney Stone, and the quaint villages, all with lively Irish music and great food. You are invited to attend our informational meeting this Thursday at 6 p.m. at Holiday Acres for all the details. Those in attendance will receive a bonus discount. More information is on our website at wxpr.org.